الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يسألك أهل الكتاب أن تنزل عليهم كتابا من السماء فقد سألوا موسى أكبر من ذلك فقالوا أرنا الله جهرة فأخذتهم صاعقة بظلمهم ثم اتخذوا العجل من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات فعفونا عن ذلك وآتينا موسى سلطانا مبينا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kafatan. When we enter into Islam, we enter into Islam by accepting Islam in entirety. It means that to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to bring iman in all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring iman in the kitab and in all of the kutub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this kitab, the Quran, and all of the previous divine scriptures that were revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. Not to do what Ahl al-Kitab did. Ahl al-Kitab brought iman in some rusul and he rejected some rusul. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about that. In the previous verse, they made tafriq. They drew differences between the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah knew Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very haris, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very desirous with regards to the Islam of Ahl al-Kitab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted them to accept Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here now lists for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a number of crimes that were committed by Ahl al-Kitab, namely the Yahud in this verse, that was against iman because they made certain demands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is addressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying that don't bother about these demands and these requests because these people are not sincere when they make these demands. So Allah says, يَسْأَلُكَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ أَن تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ كِتَابًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَقَدْ سَأَلُوا مُوسَىٰ أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. As we said previously, they already accepted one Rasul of Allah and rejected others. Now they're asking for a kitab to be revealed to them from the sky. This kitab must come. So they don't want the Quran to be revealed bit by bit. This was how the Quran was being revealed. They want the kitab to come from the sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must send the kitab to them. So Allah is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these people, they are, Musa alayhi wa sallam was also given a kitab. And when Musa alayhi wa sallam was given the kitab, he was given the Torah all at once. But they didn't accept that at that time. In other words, their forefathers. What they asked Musa at that time, فَقَدَ سَأَلُوا مُوسَىٰ أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ. They asked the Prophet Musa alayhi wa sallam for something greater than that. They said, فَقَالُوا أَرِنَا اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. We want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly. Now how can one see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here in this place, that these people don't be bothered about them because they just make demands like this which are outrageous. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they got the audacity to even make statements like these. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well their position of their faith. They are not genuine and sincere when they make these requests. فَأَخَذَتْهُمْ. When they spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam like that by asking him to show them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ بِظُلْمِهِمْ. Then a thunderbolt seized them on account of their zulam, their injustice. In other words, to make a statement like that is regarded as zulam. ثُمَّ اتَّخَذُوا الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ فَعَفَوْنَا عَنْ ذَلِكَ. Allah is giving us here a list of crimes that were committed by them. The second thing they did, they began to worship the calf also. After all the clear proofs came to them, they knew what they were supposed to be doing, but they did something otherwise. فَعَفَوْنَا عَنْ ذَلِكَ. Allah talks about how halim and how forbearant Allah is. Allah forgave them. Allah forgave them. In other words, Allah didn't seize them and punish them immediately. And Allah gave Musa alayhi wasalam a clear proof. وَعَتَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا. That was given to Musa alayhi wasalam. So everything was found for Bani Israel to accept. But despite all of that, they still rejected. Then in the next verse, inshallah, we will do more crimes that were committed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when you come into Islam, then you come into Islam in entirety. And as much as you are haris and desirous that these people accept Islam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the condition of these people, namely the Yahud in this context. Wa akhir da'wana, and alhamdulillah.